May we read responsively selection number 47, taken from the New Testament, entitled Christian Discipleship. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, let us pray. Holy God, in the quietness of these moments, we yield ourselves unto thee. Make thyself known unto us. Be real to us. And let us acknowledge thy presence. Let us learn from thy holy word. Let us live what we learn during these days, that when we come to the end of our time, it's going to matter that we have lived. Grant now, Lord, that in these moments of meditation, we might be of one mind and one spirit in worship before thee. For the cause of Christ, in whose name we offer our prayer. Amen. For almost 20 years now, a popular method with me and favorite method of private devotion has been to study the lives of the apostles. The technique has been to collect data on them, determining how many times they're mentioned in the scripture, what is said about them there, and then from legend and tradition, what is also passed on, up to the description of how they died. I have in front of me here 12 circles showing the shields of the apostles from the altar of the upper room chapel in Nashville. I'm going to share with you this morning briefly one of my meditations on the apostles. But before I do that, I wanted to give you this background of these 12 shields with the biblical story of how three of them died and the traditional story of how the other nine died. Bear in mind as we hear this together the cost of discipleship. The symbol of Simon Peter is that of an upside-down cross with two crossed keys superimposed upon it. Peter supposedly, according to tradition, was crucified on an upside-down cross at his own request. The keys represent the keys to the kingdom of heaven. The symbol for James, the brother of John, is a large shell. The shell is a symbol of his pilgrimage by the sea, and we know from a study of the New Testament that James was beheaded in Jerusalem. The symbol for Philip, the apostle at whom we will look momentarily, is a large cross. He is thought to have stressed the cross as a sign of victory. Tradition has it that Philip was hanged for his faith and his teaching. The cross is a symbol for Andrew, the brother of Peter, except his is a different type of cross, an X-shaped cross. Andrew, feeling unworthy to be crucified on the same shaped cross as Jesus, begged his be different. And tradition has it that he died on an X-shaped cross, having been tied to it, where he died of starvation. The symbol for John is a chalice with an asp crawling out of it. We know from a study of the scripture that John might have been the only one of the original 12 to die of old age. It is said, however, that an attempt was made on his life by giving him a poisoned chalice. The symbol for James, the son of Alphaeus, is a saw. The saw reminds us that James' body was sawed in pieces, according to tradition. Thomas has a symbol of a carpenter's square and a spear. Thomas was commissioned to build a palace, according to legend, for the king of India. He was being stoned to death, and someone came up and rammed a spear through his body to put him out of his misery. The symbol for Matthew is consisting of three purses, which recall the fact that he was a tax gatherer before Jesus called him to be an apostle. Tradition has it that he died a martyr by fire. Thaddeus has a symbol of a ship. The ship is attributed to Thaddeus because he was thought also to be a fisherman, like some others of the apostles. Thaddeus died a death of martyrdom by being stoned Bartholomew, who in some references is also called Nathanael, has a symbol of three knives. Bartholomew was flayed alive with knives. Simon the Zealot has a symbol of a fish lying on a Bible, which denotes the fact that he was a fisher of men through preaching. His death was also by crucifixion, according to tradition. The 12th is a symbol of 18 or 30 pieces of silver being spilled from a purse